If you could fly backwards into the past at the rate of 1 year per second, it would take you about half an hour to reach the time of Christ, and a little over 3 weeks to get back to the beginnings of human life. But it would take you 20 years to reach the dawn of the Cambrian period. It was, in other words, an extremely long time ago, and the world was a very different place. For one thing, 500 million plus years ago, when the Burgess Shale was formed, it wasn't at the top of a mountain, but at the foot of one. Specifically, it was a shallow ocean basin at the bottom of a steep cliff. The seas of that time teemed with life, but normally the animals left no record because they were soft-bodied and decayed upon dying. But at Burgess, the cliff collapsed, and the creatures below, entombed in a mudslide, were pressed like flowers in a book, their features preserved in wondrous detail. In annual summer trips from 1910 to 1925, by which time he was 75 years old, Walcott excavated tens of thousands of specimens. Gould says 80,000. The normally unimpeachable fact-checkers of National Geographic say 60,000, which he brought back to Washington for further study. In both sheer numbers and diversity, the collection was unparalleled. Some of the Burgess fossils had shells, many others did not. Some were sighted, others blind. The variety was enormous, consisting of 140 species by one count,